It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. I have a few plays for tonight. College football week one starts. We got a ranked game at 5:30 p.m. What is it, Christmas? I mean, this is fantastic.
So excited, bro.
You get Boise State in South Florida. I do have a play in that one that I will share with you in a moment. We can't go through this entire show without sharing this one particular piece of audio. I was very intrigued with how Josh Harris was going to be involved, how much or how little in the Terry McLaurin negotiating. There was a point, I'm not afraid to admit this, there was a point after the Cincinnati game where there seemingly was no movement on the contract, and I was like, huh, does Josh Harris need to step in here? Like, I kind of want Terry. I'd like him to play for the team. Like, what's going on here? Here's Adam Peters on how Josh Harris was involved in this process.
You know, he's got a lot of experience of doing deals like these, not necessarily in the NFL, but in the NBA mostly. And so it's cool. We get to talk through it, and you know, the contracts here are so much different than in the NBA. So he's learning a lot as we go and understanding how these things work. So we keep him in the loop step by step about, you know, our conversations we have with agents and players and what we're going to offer them and what we get offered back and all those things. So he's learning. He's always trying to learn about things. He's really, really smart, but he's always still trying to learn more. And so keeping him in the loop on all that, but we had his full support the whole time, which was really cool. You know, even though he wants to know what's going on, he's backed us the whole way. And, you know, he leaves every decision up to us, which is really cool.
So this is what that's supposed to feel like.
Isn't it crazy?
A competent owner, not getting too much in the way, just wants to kind of know. I can't blame him. If you're going to sign a guy to a contract potentially worth $96 million, I would like to know just, you know, kind of how this money, how we reached the conclusion. So I don't mind that at all. But it is so nice that Josh Harris is not coming in there, putting his stick on the table and being like, you're going to do exactly what I say. I am the owner. I am in control. After 30 years of being trapped by that feeling, it feels amazing to be on the other side. And remember last year when they did the draft thing on Command Log? And people were losing their mind because why is Josh Harris in the war room? He's just hanging out with Adam Peters and with Dan Quinn. Why is he around? Is this Dan Snyder 2.0? He's just a curious fella. He's just a little curious dude, wants to understand how these sorts of things work. And it seems like that's exactly what his play was here. That's kind of why you saw the video of Terry hugging Josh Harris. Josh Harris is just kind of like, hey, y'all football people, do the football. I will be the one that signs the check, or my conglomerate of friends will be the ones that ultimately sign the check here. But I hired you to do the job. I'm going to let you do the job. It's a very nice feeling. Also, why would a boss hire somebody to do a job and then want to do that person's job for them? That to me has never made any sense in any capacity. Whether it's football, day-to-day life, why hire me to do a job and then not let me do the job because you want to do it? It doesn't make sense. Dan Snyder did that a ton. Josh Harris ain't doing that. So I liked that answer a lot from Adam Peters. Again, it was one of those things that kind of flew under the radar a little bit, but just kind of understanding that he's not this power-hungry giant in the room of like, you have to do exactly what I say, and that there seemingly was never a point where he was going to do that either, even if this got into the season, which it thankfully did not. I was pleased with that. All right, let's talk some college football. Should we talk some college football, Max?
Let's hit it.
Let's hit some college football. So we got a lot of games on tonight. I will be on SiriusXM, for those that are interested, wrapping all of these games up. After, I think I am on at either 11 or 12 tonight. It depends on who is on our airwaves.
You better get that nap in, brother.
I need to get that nap. I got to wake up at 4 a.m. tomorrow, too, whatever.
Oh.
All right, so the first game is Boise State and South Florida. This is a top 25 Boise State team. Boise State is now without Ashton Gentry, obviously. He's in the NFL. I love, Max, South Florida covering the 5.5 tonight.
Really?
You look at the way that the numbers are laid out. This is a very short number for a team in Boise State that is coming in off of the college football playoff, but with expectations, right? Here's the thing. Most people maybe not know this about South Florida. South Florida also has expectations to potentially get to the college football as the Group of Five representative. There's a number of schools that have legitimate chances to do so. Boise State is one of them. Locally, James Madison is one of them. Locally, Liberty is one of them. Not locally, South Florida is one of them. So this South Florida team does pose a legitimate threat to Boise State. The only difference is they don't have a number next to their name. So with this being a 5.5-point line on the road, I happen to lean, just generally speaking, in the direction of South Florida. And then I see where the money is being distributed. Mm-hmm. 75% of the spread bets, this according to BetMGM, are on Boise State. 75% on what I think is a little bit of a closer matchup. So 75% are going one way. I'm going to take South Florida to cover the 5.5 and just hope that that number does not adjust massively prior to kickoff, unless it goes down, and then I know that I'm on the right side there. So I'm taking South Florida tonight against Boise State. There are a couple of other games here that I at the very least find interesting and are debating whether or not I want to gamble on. East Carolina and NC State is one that I've been wrestling with for the entire day up to this point, Max. On one side, you have NC State that is a ACC team. They're in that conference. Not very good, but they're in that conference. On the other side, you get East Carolina, which is like this fun, spunky team, it feels like. There are years where they're like really good and really good for them, 8 wins, 9 wins, what have you. There's years where they're really good, and then there are years where they're just absolute hot garbage. But on top of that, this is a rivalry game. It doesn't feel like a rivalry game to us because we're not in Carolina, but this is a rivalry game, and a 14-point line in a rivalry game is a very, very large line, especially when you consider, I don't really like NC State that much. 50%. It's a 50-50 split on the spread. What am I supposed to do with that?
We're looking at different sites.
What site are you looking at? BetMGM has it 50-50. We don't have a sportsbook sponsor. I did ask our boss before then. I was what am I allowed to use here? And he said, we're not sponsored. We don't have an official sponsor, which is really a shame on them. But go ahead.
Sportsbettingdime.com currently has, it shows lines from all the sportsbooks. But right now I see ECU plus 14.5. That's the best line you're going to get with 75% of the bets on ECU and 73% of the money on ECU.
Damn, that's drastically different from what BetMGM is saying. Drastically different. So that's going to be something that I'm now staying away from.
Okay.
If it's that drastic, I'm not going to play that one. The other game that I'm looking at, and we might have to bring, if he is okay with it, I might need Big Ten Ant to get in front of a microphone.
Okay.
I don't know if he can. I don't think he can hear me right now. I need Big Ten Ant on a microphone to talk a little bit of Nebraska. Anthony McBarnett, who produces the Chris Russell Show, also produces on Sirius XM and does Big Ten Radio. So he is officially going to be known, at least for the next 4 minutes, to be the Big Ten insider here on the program. I love Nebraska this year, Max. I have a Nebraska 7-1. It's now 5-1, but I have them 7-1 to make the college football playoff. I think that schedule is particularly easy, and year number 3 for Matt Rule's a big jump. Big Ten Ant, do you like Nebraska to cover 6.5 against Cincinnati tonight?
Yeah, I think that's a great ability. Like, I think they have a great ability to do that, especially like all the word coming in going into that game. It's in Kansas City. It's going to be a Nebraska home game.
Oh, my God. Those Nebraska fans are going to – there might be more Nebraska fans than Chiefs fans there when the Chiefs start playing.
We were talking about it earlier today, and they said that there may be 50,000 Nebraska fans at this Kansas City Chiefs game.
That's insane.
At Arrowhead. So, I think with that and then all the pressure going into it, Matt Rhule has, he's progressed over the years and turned that team around a bit. So I think they can easily cover that 6.5.
So 6.5 is where I might be leaning with Nebraska, just because I feel like they're a far better team than Cincinnati. Cincinnati's picked to finish pretty low in the Big 12, whereas Nebraska's at the very least middle of the pack, but I feel good about them finishing top of the pack in the Big 10. So the two official plays that I'm going to have today, Max, I'm taking South Florida against BYU to cover that 5.5, and I'm taking Nebraska to lay 6.5 tonight against Cincinnati. It'll be interesting, though. Are Swifties now Cincinnati fans? Because Travis went to Cincinnati. If I was Cincinnati, I would be leaning into that like crazy. Like, hey, our guy is now about to marry Taylor Swift. Like, you guys should all be Cincinnati fans. So I'm going to take Nebraska to cover the 6.5. As always, if these hit, thank me on Twitter. If they don't, Tweet at Max.
Does this information that I'm about to drop on you that Big Ten Ant just dropped on me, is this going to change your bet at all?
I need to know the information first.
That's true. The Kelseys may be in attendance.
I think I knew that. I think Mahomes might be there too.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't
him
know.
Him and Rayola cheesing it up?
I don't know that. God, that relationship is so odd.
It's weird.
It's so odd. I don't know that T. Swift will be there, but I know that Travis is going to be there, and I had a pretty good inkling that Mahomes was going to be there as well. So those are the two picks. South Florida 5.5, Nebraska laying 6.5, and then we'll do this again tomorrow. By the way, we got Evan Washburn coming up on the show tomorrow. Just texted him. He said he's good to go. He'll join us, talk a little bit about his interview with Jane Daniels, Ben Standing as well. We'll add a couple more to the docket. But coming up next on the Team 980 is Chris Russell. See ya.